everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, May 25th, 2022, episode 13. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. Lucky 13.
Yeah, it is.
I like the way you play the air guitar every time.
And it sounds the same every single time, doesn't it?
I know. Such a good job.
Thank you. I work very hard at it.
I can tell.
Yes.
Here we are again.
It feels like it was a long time ago we did a show.
I know.
2 weeks is a long time.
I know, but we have a lot to talk about now. And I have a new mic. How do I sound, everybody?
Well, I'm still adjusting it, but I think you sound pretty good.
Yeah.
We needed to get Tina a different mic because I was bleeding over into yours. And when you look at your screen, you look at me, and you know, you're not really a mic person.
I was kind of looking sideways at you too because I had this huge round screen in front of my face.
And you know, screen.
Now that you have created, in your words, a pod monster.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Everywhere we go. Hey, Tina, I love your show.
My show.
Tina,
like,
I love your
this
show.
This is my producer, Adam.
Yes.
Let's cheers me, baby. Cheers me.
All right. Cheers. We have not tried this wine yet.
What are we drinking?
First, we taste it. Okay. Then we'll tell everybody where it is. All right.
Whoa. This is full-bodied. I need to open up a little bit.
That's like a Kim Kardashian full-bodied wine
We had two choices, and we chose to go with drum roll, please.
Well, hold on a second. Oh. No one knows anything about this because it's only people who read your tweet who would know this.
This is true.
We received, did we get these bottles from one particular person?
Yes, we got these bottles from Tim Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Freeman, I believe he's in California.
It would make sense. Yeah, I'm looking at the bottle.
Yes, he reached out to me and said he wanted to send us some wine, me.
Yes, for your show. Yes, some wine for you, for your show. Yes.
And I was like, wow, sure. Thank you so much. And so he sent three bottles of which you cracked one open, and it was that one was really good. I can't remember the name of that though.
It was the good one.
It was the good one.
It was the good one.
So we have two left, and
now these are all from the Windwalker Vineyard.
Yes, if I can read his note.
Yes, please.
Okay,
he said,
please be on the lookout. Delivery should arrive Tuesday or Wednesday. This was last week. The winery was concerned it might be warm in Texas, but I told them to deliver regardless. As a note, I enjoyed No Agenda immensely and followed into Curry and the Keeper with great entertainment. I figured a donation of delicious wine would be of value, which translates more directly from my wallet to both of your palates. The Fair Play region of El Dorado County is truly unique and produces a superior wine as compared to the rest of the area, as well as California as a whole. Windwalker is well established and represents the area with quality deserving of the prestige of the region. I hope you both enjoy. Make sure Adam doesn't dip into the bottle before recording starts, well, of which he did, Tim.
Oops.
Happy podcasting. Thank you, Tim.
So we had a choice of the one that I drank had nothing to do with Lady. It was just a Windwalker or something that I recall.
Yes.
And these were both.
It was a blend, too. It was a blend of all different kinds of reds.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what does the picture say? Because you didn't.
I
know I'm the producer,
temperamental lady.
Temperamental lady. Thank you.
Come on, producer.
Temperamental lady and shady lady. So I had to decide between one of the two. I went with shady lady because of the description on the back, because it's completely you.
Oh.
Yes, shady lady.
Oh.
Ready?
Yes.
She came to this country with a long, dark past, hoping to hide among California's oldest vines. Her exotic looks and seductive essence are deceiving. To the knowing palate, she cannot hide her true Italian roots.
Wait a minute, I'm from Gary, Indiana.
But beware. Though her secret is out, few can resist the spell of this mistress of disguise.
Ooh.
Yes, so it's from the Sierra Foothills, 2018. I like it.
Nice.
It's really good.
It's delicious.
You can't, the bottle's cool, too.
Yeah, I think we might keep that bottle. I like the label. Thank you, Tim. That was so kind.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
That's the kind of donation that's perfect for us.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one more bottle, so maybe Temperamental Lady will be opened up in 2 weeks.
Unless we get a better offer. I'll be honest about it. You know, it's, I
mean, Tina at curry.com, reach out to me.
Okay, we have to go back now to catch up with stuff, because we've been doing a lot of traveling, doing a lot of things, and we still love each other. And we had our third anniversary.
We did. Yeah,
and we never had a fight.
Yeah, we've never had a fight.
7 years, though. Officially 7 years.
Yeah, dating for 4, married for 3.
Mm-hmm. I just say been married for 17. People are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
What came first? Rob and Tiffany's party?
Yes, we went to Rob and Tiffany's party that Saturday, and then we left for Charleston that Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the party, that was nice. We drove into Austin for this party.
Yeah,
it was like a yard party, a house party. What would you call it? A rave, almost. It was practically a rave.
They had food and they had a DJ, and we met some really nice people. A couple Dutch people who one guy knew. Well, both of them knew exactly who you were.
Yeah, one guy's wife was Dutch, and she was too young to really know who I was from back then, but I think she knew me by my reputation.
Yeah, from Countdown.
No, from
okay. Oh, that was, before
Scandal,
her time.
Just from Scandal.
But the thing was, we were watching Eurovision earlier in the day.
Yes, that's right.
And so we had stuff to talk about with the Dutch people at the party.
They
were
like, oh, yeah. Who was winning?
Yeah.
How many points? And what a scam that was,
huh?
Ukraine
Adam,
winning. I
Adam
called
it,
shit.
Totally called it.
It was so obvious.
Yeah.
There were just a ton of interesting people, but the guy that I liked the most, he walks up and he says to Rob, the host, he says, "Hey, man, can I smoke this here?" And he's holding a joint. And Rob says, "Yeah, of course, anywhere you want." And I said, "Yeah, and let me know when you spark it up." Just as a joke, right? And then he comes back later and he comes up, "Hey."
I know. I turn around and look. I'm like, Adam smoking a joint?
With some dude.
With somebody he doesn't even know? Does he know? Could it be fentanyl laced?
This really? This is how, believe it or not, men still bond.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, let me have a talk of that. And then I said, "So what do you do? How do you know? What's your deal?" He says, "Have you ever seen Pulp Fiction?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "You know, the guy that cleans up the body, like the fixer?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "That was modeled after my work."
Oh, say no more. Say no more.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one woman that I was chatting with, and she lives west. She lives in Steiner Ranch. And we just started talking, and she happened to know our friends who live in Terrytown, the Tim and Kim.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. They happened to
know. You didn't tell me this. Yes. I didn't know this. Oh,
a
interesting.
Small world. And they moved. She was actually from Chicago, and they lived in New York, and then they moved to Austin. And so we were just, it just goes to show you that Austin really it's turning into a big city, but it's really, it's a small town.
Well, you know, it's an interesting place. It's from going from a funky town with aspirations to a city. And, you know, it's got a lot of growing pains to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we're not there to witness it.
No,
yay.
We were there today,
though,
there too.
Today. Yeah. It was actually quite nice.
Yes, we had to go and
sign our wills.
We signed our wills.
This is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was. We signed like what, 100 pages?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And we get billed $100 per page.
Yes.
three lawyers. Like, what is all this? But it it's interesting. Where I mean, everything is really easy for me. Like, okay, you know, Willow. Of course, Willow takes care of. She's first in line for any shit that has to be done on my hat.
Willow is Adam's sister.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The one who would actually be like, okay, I can do this. I couldn't give that to Tiffany. She would just go, oh, screw you, brother.
Willow, your inner will. You're one of our trustees or executors.
Didn't,
we don't know.
Have not notified her about this.
No, I haven't notified anybody. So they're going to be surprised and be like, what the hell is this?
But the funny one is, you know, you have to sign all this, like, okay, if I'm incapacitated, but I can still wiggle my left toe,
it's a physician's directive.
Can
so
someone pull the plug? Or if
terminal.
I can still blink my eyes, but I can't eat, you know, it's like,
Yeah. And I was pretty sad. I said, look, burn me up and throw me away in the trash. Well, unplug me, burn me up, throw me away in the trash. I don't care about any of that. That was really easy for me, where I'm just signing it, initialing it. Adam's like, wait a minute. I need to think this through.
I just want to read this for a moment. What exactly am I doing? It's one of those things like, I've signed so many contracts, and later I'm like, I should have read that a little better.
Yeah.
So this one I figured I'll just, can you just imagine being like completely not incapacitated in your brain?
Yeah.
But everything else is, and you're like, they're going to unplug me.
Oh, I would want to. I would not want to be laying there like a blob. No. Mm-mm. That's no quality of life.
You're so hot when you're just a blob.
Hot blob.
I just had a visual of you being a blob. Hot blob. Okay. Look at you producing. Look at you like pointing at me like the director.
I already did the marketing and everything.
Oh,
and, you know,
man.
Got to shape them up. But yeah, so we got that done. And what was nice too, we were able to go to the P.O. box. We went to Dr. Ron to pick up our supplements
today. Yeah, that was today. Yeah.
And then we actually went to lunch at the South Congress Hotel and we got married there. So that was kind of nice to do that.
Yeah,
so
it was.
It was nice. We had a good day.
The only thing I wanted to just bring us back to from the party, mm-hmm. Rob and Tiffany's party, and I don't know if you've asked, but I have a feeling that the little salmon, not the salmon, but the tuna with that yellow stuff.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure that was egg yolk.
No.
Yes.
Who puts eggs with salmon?
But you ate it and you liked it. You ate one of those. I saw it because
Tiffany, you need to confirm that. Because
I looked at that, I'm like, is my wife eating ovum sap?
No.
Possible title, ovum sap.
I think I would have recognized the taste. It didn't look, it looked a little too orangey for me, unless those were cage-free eggs. Oh my God.
I think they had just broken the yolks, you know, in the kitchen, just were dripping it fresh.
That is really cruel.
I wrote it down. That's how cruel I am. I'm like, I gotta bring this up. Cause I could, and of course I smoked that joint with a guy. I'm like, dude, I can't bring this up.
And you
now.
Wouldn't,
I can't
you
bring
didn't
this
come
up.
To your wife and say, you know, I think that's probably egg pus.
I figured it would not be a good time to bring it up to
I
you.
I only had one of them. It did not taste like egg.
What did it taste like? Yellow?
I don't. what does yellow taste like?
Egg basically. Well, and for the newcomers to the show, Tina has ovum phobia, and it's not funny. It's very sad. I'm very sad for you.
Well, if there was nothing else to eat... Mm-hmm. At all. Mm-hmm. I could probably stomach an egg with a lot of ketchup on
scrambled.
It.
Scrambled?
Only scrambled. Yeah. I could not do the fried egg and dip the toast. No. Nope. It's a baby chick.
I've never done that.
It's so gross. That's why I have my trauma.
Because your parents would sit there.
Fried eggs for dinner. Who eats fried eggs for dinner?
Poor,
I'm sure a
poor
lot of people
in Indiana. No.
And then I would just take the toast and just, and I would never eat the egg whites because the egg whites are just disgusting.
My mom made chicken a la king, which us kids called shit on a shingle.
Oh,
it was
the
basically
look of that.
A toast, and then it was some like chicken with peas in this kind of translucent.
Probably looked like
goo.
Vomit.
Well, now you took me back. Exactly.
We all have food trauma.
What SOS tonight? Not shit on the shingle. My mom's like, it was tuna a la king. You're tuna a la king. Whatever it was.
See, I like tuna noodle casserole.
She made it good tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah, I like that. But no peas. Yeah. You can put peas in it.
You have pea phobia too.
No, yeah. They explode in your mouth.
I
it's
know.
Gross.
That's, and then the green sap comes out. And if you mix it with the yellow sap...
You are cruel, Adam Curry.
Anyway.
I like how you had that on your list. Yeah.
Top of the list, actually. I don't have a long list because every single time something would happen, you'd be like, I'm putting that on my list. I don't have to put that on my list. But then we went to South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And Shayna stayed here with Phoebe, which was great. We were really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it was all of the times that were shit travel. We kind of got it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary took us, you know, I had written down that we had Zachary on the list for some reason. I don't know why.
Hmm. No, I have no clue. No clue.
Anyway, he's a like entrepreneur in Fredericksburg.
Yeah, he has a car service here in Fredericksburg. Yeah. And since we were leaving so early, we had him take us to the airport. And we even connected.
He picked us up in the pickup truck, didn't he?
Yeah. And we connected. We flew Southwest and we connected in Nashville. And our gate, we got off
beautiful.
The plane and our gate was just right across right across the aisle.
Yeah. All right. You want to recount our experience in South Carolina?
Oh, my gosh. It was filled with activities, but it was absolutely lovely. And shout out to Dame Jennifer and also Sir Patrick Coble, who... Dame Jennifer, she just took the reins and organized this amazing event down to every detail. She's a woman after my heart. And so we arrive, we finally get there, we get to the hotel. Hotel is absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful hotel.
They upgraded us to a corner room, so we had a beautiful room. And then once we go into the room, there's Prosecco, thanks to Dame Jennifer, and also Charleston chocolates and a book about Charleston as a welcoming gift, which was absolutely lovely. And
it,
then
it felt like it's an older hotel built in 1986, but back when they still built stuff solid.
It's well maintained.
It just had that really nice feel to it, and they did it right. There's 8 million different towels, all soft and fluffy. They got bathrobes, they got little slippers.
Unlike the shit hotel we stayed in Fort Lauderdale.
I mean, seriously. it was half the price of the shit in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. And oh my God, is Charleston beautiful or what?
A lovely little fantastic town. Yeah. And so we were we checked in, freshened up, and we were whisked to lunch. And so Dame Jennifer and Sir Patrick put together a lunch. And how many people were there? 12?
Eight or 12.
12? 14? It was just great. It was so nice to meet people and to catch up with people. And yeah, that was fun. And then the luncheon lasted for a few hours.
Well, also it was the writer of my Swamp Thing episode that we laughed about so much, Tom Blomquist, he was there. And I did say to him, hey, bro, like, you know, that blotto thing was not okay. And he was kind of like, yeah, fuck you.
He had to say it.
But what's cool about Tom, he's like, yeah, I can't have any alcohol. I'm like, oh, I said, I'm carrying. So he's like, he's totally into, he concealed carries. Because he moved from California. He said, I was going crazy there. Absolutely crazy.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His wife was lovely, too.
I think they both were like, let's get out of California. And he writes books now. He sent me two of his books. I can't wait to read them.
Yeah. Then after the lunch, like I said, it lasted a couple hours, and we ended up going back to the room, and we were able to sleep for like 10 minutes.
No, literally. We set an alarm too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we went to the meetup. And again, the meetup, this is for No Agenda. There must have been, I don't know, 100 people.
100, 110.
Yeah. And again, Dame Jennifer, everything. I mean, she even had the velvet rope.
Velvet rope. I know. I mean, these days, you don't impress with a limo anymore. But that would have made it complete back in 1985. She had everything else perfect.
Oh, you know, my gosh.
The velvet rope, the signage.
The name tags.
Yeah. And we show up in the Uber, which is the Astro van. Yeah. With a sliding door. What is that?
We're here.
Chrysler. Hey, y'all. Yeah.
But it was lovely. And we met so many amazing people at this. And I had to be your handler. Adam starts talking to people. And I have to, there are so many people that want to talk to him that I have to stand by him and lightly touch his shoulder. Like, hey, stop talking about hearing aids. Let's move on to the next person.
Excuse me. All right. A little intermezzo.
Stop talking about CB radios.
Little intermezzo. I had a horrific hearing aid event.
We'll get to the hearing aid event. Okay. But yeah, so I had to be Adam's handler.
I need to interrupt you again.
Okay.
You were not quite as attentive as you used to be because...
Oh, yes. I'm a slut.
You were being swamped. It's a keeper. It's a keeper. I want a selfie with the keeper. Hey, I love your show. Your show is great. When are you going to ditch that guy? Your show's so good.
He's like, what did I create?
I created a pod monster.
But
it's
that was really heartwarming, though, how many people said, I just love listening to the show because it just kind of... It's an easy listen. It makes me laugh, and I stop thinking about all the garbage that's going on in the world. And
Curry and the Keeper, easy listening of all podcasts. WLTW, Light FM, with Curry and the Keeper, light and easy. Pour a glass, get ready to laugh.
Nice promo, babe.
Thanks.
Good job, producer.
It actually, I love seeing this because, you know, you rarely do you get to be at the beginning of a superstar's career.
Oh, please.
And you can, no, I mean this. You have no idea how talented you are. You really don't.
I'm just me.
This is the best part. Have you ever heard Call Me Daddy? That's the $60 million podcast, baby. You're on the big things. Never mind. You're on the big stuff.
And you had to talk me into doing this. You're like, let's do it. I want to do this. And I reluctantly, okay, what's it going to look like? Yeah,
It was Gene, though. It was Gene who suggested it.
Yeah. We talked about this. He interviewed me last year.
Exactly. And when I heard you on Gene's podcast, I knew this moment would come. And here it is. And I love it. Yeah. I love it.
But people were so kind. And it was amazing how many people listened to Curry and the Keeper.
A lot.
Yeah. I was really surprised.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it, because we don't do statistics. We don't count.
And people are telling other people too, which is really fun.
Go figure. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone else says, and it's the perfect length.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's not too long.
It's long enough for Allison.
Yes.
That's the perfect length. We never want to piss off Allison. Allison is the bellwether.
Exactly.
Is the bellwether of length.
Yeah.
And then we had the beautiful tour.
Anything else you want to say about the meetup? No,
I could talk about everybody, but it was incredible. And most people I knew from a long time ago, or knew from the past 2.5 years from donations or emails or whatever. And also some real old timers. So it was really, really nice.
You know, what was so cool for me is I actually met people that I talked to on Instagram, that I DM with on Instagram.
Yes,
Katie
yes.
and Salvatore.
Salvatore.
Salvatore's brother was a kick.
Yeah. Do you DM with him too? With
no,
Salvatore,
I don't. But Salvatore wants you to create a no agenda dating site. Or Salvatore's brother. I forget his name.
But that's what I said. I said, dude, that's what the meetups are. They should be. And we've seen some romances.
Yes, we have.
I don't want to talk out of school here, but we've seen a couple of romances happening.
Yeah.
Got an email from Midas and Lila from Fun Fact Friday. Adam, I wasn't sure of Tina's email address. Oh, don't worry. It's podmonster@curry.com. So please share this with her too. Thank you both for taking the time with Layla at the meetup. She was a bit nervous.
Aww.
It blew her mind when you thanked us for the podcasting 2.0 stuff. She has been listening to your voice her entire life, and you thanked her. So she actually when she was recording our fun facts.
Yes, I saw that. She didn't hit the record for you.
Yeah, again, she got the superstar, and then the producer. The producer is like, we don't need that. So I gotta do some,
She was more wowed by your story than my story. Cause I said, fun fact, huh?
I don't even remember what story I told her.
Well, I said, I watered a plastic succulent for 2 years thinking it was real.
That's a pretty
she
good
looked
story.
At me like, oh, great. And then Adam's like, oh, you were talking about your, the things you saw at the museum about when you did Glenn Beck, you were talking about the doorknob compass.
Right. And the compass. Right. Right.
Yeah.
He also, I just want to add, he says, love listening to you, both of you talk about your journey to faith. And that he went through a similar, and how many emails did we get about this? People saying, I went through a similar thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A ton of people. Ton.
It's so, you know, like at the lawyer's office today.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the conversation we're having after signing the documents with, and we've known this lawyer for a bit working through this process, but never met in person. And in a different life, I never would have even considered faith or God or anything like that. But that came up in this conversation, and I probably would not have expected would not even have been thinking about it. I guess what I'm saying is it's so interesting how many people have faith that I previously would never have expected it, ever.
Well, I think that's God's hand. I think that he's putting people in our path like that. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think like attracts like.
Yeah.
So, getting back to Charleston then. So the next day, yes, we went on a walking tour. We were kind of tired because we kept going.
No. This is not how it went.
Wait.
So you and Jennifer had arranged everything, for which I'm eternally grateful. Well, you coordinated with her. All I had to do was just set my alarm. I didn't even have to pack.
Well, Jennifer coordinated everything, and I just communicating. No, I packed for you. Yes, I packed for him.
And unpacked.
Yes.
I love you so much. And by the way, that's how you got the name The Keeper. So, you know, you do need to kind of keep that up a little bit. At least the skills.
We need new luggage, by the way.
We do need new luggage. There she is, the pod monster. Now she wants new luggage. This is happening. But there was a lot of emails, a lot of back and forth, mm-hmm. and I was busy, you know, doing all kinds of stuff, and you just completely kept that away from me.
I wonder what that feels like to
it's
just
like
show
being
up.
A rock star. Hello.
See,
Adam Curry, have you met me?
Try living with this. See, I am your handler. I am your handler. You're my producer, but I, for some reason, I handle you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Correct. I'm not sure how this relationship works that way, and who owes who money, but it was funny because, you know, tour. It's like, oh, this is great, you know, tour. And then I remember distinctly saying, they picking us up? Is this, and you're like, yeah, it should be in a car, I presume.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, we're walking for 2 hours, which not for a moment did I regret it.
That's the only the way you thing. Can
yeah, you
really
can't see
experience
it any
it.
Other way. No,
no, exactly.
I didn't even know. I mean, I've been through Charleston. I've never seen it.
Oh, so. If you have not been, I highly recommend that you go. It's absolutely lovely.
And it's David at 1670tours.com.
Yes, we learned so much.
You definitely want to get a tour from him because, I mean, the history of Charleston, you know, the Civil War, just all this stuff.
Crazy.
And about the architecture and who lived where and how that worked. And I don't know. And yeah, the whole thing, it was more vacation than we had.
Yeah.
You know, just had that kind of vibe too, even though it was a do vacation. And not a sit back and relax vacation.
You know, and it inspired me that every time we go somewhere now, I want to do a tour. I want to do a tour like that because a lot of times we just hang out at the resort and drink. And I want to go out and
it better be a good tour because that hang out at the resort and drink still kind of my fave.
It does. Yeah, that's a good time. It's a good time.
It depends. I mean, but you know, you don't go to Charleston. I don't think you go to Charleston to hang out in the by the pool and drink.
No.
You know, you go there to be a part of it.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer even made reservations for us for lunch. So at the end of the tour, he took us to the restaurant and then Adam and I were able to have lunch and then we navigated back to the hotel. I mean, everything was just so perfectly planned. It was great.
And then
it
we got great. Back. Everything's on time. Everything worked. Phoebe, very happy to see us.
No, we had a birthday dinner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about that.
So Tuesday night, it was Dame Jennifer's birthday. And so we went out to dinner and Mackenzie and Brian also joined us. And we did shots. I can't remember the last time I did shots.
They were green. They were green shots.
They were bluish. They looked like birthday cake. Yeah. And gosh, I can't. And that was Brian. That was all his doing.
That was pretty interesting. But it was good.
It was delicious.
And then it was perfect because we were leaving the next day. And there's maybe two other tables as we're sitting there still kind of after dinner. And someone says, oh, look over there. And it's this little baby possum that was climbing in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to go look at him. And he was so innocent. And I thought, oh, Phoebe. I want to go back.
He's a rodent.
He had a really cute face. He had this.
Ew.
I was like, oh, I want to go see my Phoebe. I wanted to go back home. I was ready. I was done.
Oh.
I was.
But yeah, we had a really nice dinner with Jennifer and Mackenzie and Brian. It was really, really fun.
And then we went back the next day.
And then, yes, then we flew home the next day. Yeah. And
then didn't I have a show the next morning?
You had a show, Thursday. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm loving the new hours for No Agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think the work's better.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to get up at 5:30 anymore.
5:15.
Oh, excuse me, 5:15. but when we got back home, though, Miss Phoebe was so excited to see us. I think this was the most excited we have ever seen her.
Yes,
so we
she was tripping
she's
out.
She's fully attached to us now. Yeah. Yeah,
and we graduated.
I think sending her to the Gulag camp. The
Gulag camp was really, good, yes.
Really sealed the deal for us.
It's like, damn, man. I should have done that to my kid a long time ago.
Yep. Yeah.
And we graduated from training school.
Oh, let's go back to Charleston. I have on here. Remember, we got into the cab to go to the restaurant and the guy, we get into the, was the Uber and the guy, he goes, hey, would you like a tip enhancing white claw for your ride?
And he had them. Like, he had them. He had white claws in the front.
Like, man, we appreciate your honesty. That was really cool. And then he just drove us around this one area that was actually public housing, which was actually, the architecture was pretty cool.
Yeah. And that was from back in the day, right? Wasn't that back from when there were still cotton gins or something?
I don't remember the history behind it. But then he takes us past the grocery store and he goes, he goes, here's the shitty kitty grocery store.
Shitty kitty.
And it was actually Tiger. Was the Food Lion. The food lion.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, we call it the shitty kitty. I thought that was funny. That was a good, he got a good tip because he was pretty funny. Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I wanted to say about Charleston.
We graduated from obedience school.
Oh, we did. Yes, Miss Phoebe. Mm-hmm.
I think we got her good now.
Yeah.
How's my English? I think we got her good.
Yes. Yeah. Cringe. Yeah, no, she's doing pretty well. She's doing pretty well. Adam, well, what we discovered is she is the scorpion.
Oh, the scorpion hunter.
Yes. The scorpion hunter. We were sitting.
I have that on my list, too.
The damn freaking scorpions are back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Freak me out. How many did, there was one in the house and two in the garage.
Yeah, well, what was cool is that, you know, Phoebe, when she's laying down, she's just, you know, she's just flat. She's quiet. She doesn't do anything. And, you know,
she's a blob.
She's kind of a blob. And then if she, you know, if she'll spring to her feet in a nanosecond if there's something out in the back that she doesn't like a cat walks by or something. But this was, she just sprung up all of a sudden, went to the kitchen. Because she was, we were watching TV.
Yeah.
It was dark. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought everyone, you know, she was asleep. And I could see her go, pom, pom, with her nose on the ground. I'm like, oh, there's something there.
Oh, thank goodness she didn't get stung.
Yeah, no, I guess she knew enough not to actually touch it. But yeah, she's a scorpion hunter.
And
I love,
like,
this.
Oh, my God, they're back.
Yeah, but you actually felt better that Phoebe is a scorpion hunter.
Yes,
I did. It was like, oh, okay, at least I've got the dog.
But now I'm back to
checking
our sheets. And then people are telling
me. Put my slippers in the drawer.
Oh, my God.
And when you do this, everybody has a shitty-ass scorpion story to tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Yeah, it bit me in the eye, and I got stung in my butt, and everyone has a horrible scorpion story.
So every night when we go to bed, I'm pulling back all the covers, because apparently they like to sleep in between, like, the towels and the covers. Yeah.
Oh,
and then
no.
The next morning I walk out, there's one in the garage. And then you stomped on it. And then I was leaving a couple days ago. And I'm looking at this thing. They had come out and sprayed. And I'm like, what is that thing? And it was kind of curled up. And I just kind of tapped it with my foot. And it didn't do anything. And I tapped it again. And that thing unfolded.
Yeah.
And I swear, it looked like it was 5 inches
long. It uncloaked.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He probably got, he already got hit by what we call the product. The guy, I love these guys. You know, this is the guy who called me. He saw me on Rogan.
Nice.
And he says, hey, man, I'm just giving this a shot. But if you ever need anyone for pest control in the hill country, I said, yeah. And that was last year. I said, yeah, you know, I'll give you a call. So I called him and he came out and did everything. But now this was this was new. They had only been here a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him, you know, boom, they're right away the next day. But they don't talk about poison.
It's, oh, they call it the product.
Yeah, I think the product is working. The product, another. How many titles do you want me to write down today? And by the way, do you not have a pen? You're making me write down all the time. You're like Dvorak
now. I've got my iPad. I got my phone. I got cards. I got wine. I got the decanter.
What kind of cards do you have? What do you have?
Well, I have, you know, cards that people gave us them when we get to the donations.
Oh, okay,
segment.
For donations. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, but the other thing is, Adam decided to get in the pool. And he was like, I'm going to try and get Phoebe to get in the pool.
All right. So first I did a lot of pool maintenance. Are you happy with your pool? Because you have
Man. No. Well, the water's clear. I have pool trauma. The water's clear.
Oh,
but the freaking, what's it called? The creepy crawler.
The Kraken.
Oh, you call everything the Kraken. The creepy crawler. So this thing has a tail on it. And what happens is the tail comes up out of the water and it sprays water all over the windows.
Well, this is the third tail that I'm on. And what happens is its pieces break off and then it has the wrong weight. And then it's an old-fashioned system. So I'm looking into a modern robotic pool cleaner.
So the back of our house is essentially all glass. And I had somebody come out to wash all the windows, and wouldn't you know it, the next morning that freaking machine sprayed all the windows.
Sorry. And somehow it's my fault. I don't know.
You're the pool boy.
I feel... Why don't you pour some more wine for this pool boy? I'll see if I can clean your pool later, lady. And make sure your filter's clean.
Promises.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Anyway,
don't get me started.
The water is blue.
Is that enough? Holy crap.
I know, it's a big pour.
All right.
Yes. Anyway, so you the thing is, when we got Phoebe, the Julian and Alicia, right? Mm-hmm. Told us they were the ones that had Phoebe, and they live on, I think, 12 acres.
Yeah.
And I guess they have a pond on their property, and they said Phoebe would go into the pond every day, that she would go down and she'd be in the pond. And so right before we picked her up, they went and he went and gave her a bath so that she'd be nice and fresh. So we're like, this dog likes water. Okay, she likes water. This is cool. We have a pool. Well,
So I'm like, this is, and now it's finally warm enough. The pool's, you know, up to like 78 degrees or something.
It's a little cold, but
that's all right. I got in, and then and Phoebe, I had Phoebe there. I said, come on, girl. And she comes out. She does not look at me. She turns right immediately. And I'm splashing like, come on in, come on in. She hides behind the grill. I don't see it. You don't see me. It's not happening. She wouldn't even look at me. Now, maybe she also thought, dude, you're white.
It's like, good. Casper the ghost, man.
She's, I'm white, but you, young man, you're really white. I don't know what she was thinking.
You're hurting my eyes.
No.
So much for that tan that you got in Florida.
It's gone. Yeah, it goes as fast as I get it. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
So,
what else do you have going on that's funny about me?
Well, I have on here, well, do you want to talk about what's coming up next week?
Oh, I had already forgotten about it. Oh. You took me there. You mean my teeth?
Yeah, because we talked about this on the show, didn't we? I know, but we were FaceTiming with Lisa, and we were talking about how we had to go and sign our wills and do this directive, and how you want the party when you die and the statue and
I've never said a statue.
Okay, plaque.
Do you actually
party.
Know what I want?
Song. So I want a song, a plaque. A party. Mm. And so we started talking about how his teeth are going to be like the price of a Porsche. And we're like, well, we're going to take your teeth out and we're going to put them in a statue.
In lucite. Or maybe put them into the plaque.
Because those babies are the cost of a low-end Porsche.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it in stages, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I'm not looking forward to that at all. And I think they're just making the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to assess the situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the situation is dire. They don't need to do anything. It's like, this is... And it's all in the bone and everything. It's...
Maybe you should take like a full-on like 50 milligram edible before you go.
No, I don't think so. No. 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 I mean, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, it's the funny thing is the bigger, the more macho, the more manly man I tell this story, the more, like I was telling Texas Slim, you know, ex rodeo rider,
mm-hmm.
you know, he may not look like it, but he's built. I'm soy boy.
That's what I mean.
I mean,
he's like a cowboy.
He's an actual cowboy.
Yeah, he's a Texan.
He has like 16 different plates and screws in his whole body.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible stories. And when I told him this, he says, oh, shit. When the cowboy does that, you're like, fuck, man.
It's like,
oh, I'd rather break my neck, man. I got six plates in my neck here. You know, instead of the teeth, you know, that's no good. I'll be a modern cowboy. By the way, he made a good point. What was the big hit movie in the 1970s? One of the big hit movies in the 1970s. Because, you know, I'm looking at everything from the 70s.
Urban Cowboy. Yeah. Was that?
John Travolta.
Was that 70s?
70s. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, so, because that came out after Saturday Night Fever, right? Yes, it did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was still 70s.
John Travolta was in Welcome Back.
What am
Back
I doing? We have the whole internet at our disposal.
John Travolta was in Welcome Back, Kotter, and then he like shot to fame in Saturday Night Fever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it was 1980, actually.
Oh.
So right on the cusp. All there right. you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. I could have sworn that was 70s. Anyway, Cowboys coming back. You can just count on it. Fashion. Yeah. Cowboy. Yeah, we get bell bottoms now.
Mm-hmm.
Been right about that.
Well, bell bottoms are boot cut.
No, I see bell bottoms.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where? You never get out of the house.
And when I'm looking at Vogue.com.
Hey. You're on Vogue.com?
Uh-huh. Teen Vogue. Oh,
that's even worse. Teen Vogue.com. Oh, my God. What do we got here? Uh-huh. I went through my whole list. What do you got? I've been talking a lot. What do you talk? What do you got on your list?
Well, see, this is what I thought. It's kind of like, well, the last thing I had kind of on my list, and I just know I can talk to you for hours, so I don't need a list. You know, that's for amateurs, really.
Oh.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, I'm a professional podcaster now.
I had an interesting scare with my hearing aid.
Oh, yes.
This was really weird. Where was I coming back from? Where we were going to bed.
You were getting ready for bed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I have these in-ear hearing aids, which has a quad-core multiprocessor, which hides behind my ear.
Yeah, you can barely see it.
No one sees it. It's mm-hmm. high-tech. Mm-hmm. So you take them out. You kind of, like, take those from behind your ear, over your ear, and you hold on to the two wires that connect what they call the transmitter, which is really a fancy name for a speaker. That's in your ear, but the transmitter is fitted in your ear with a little rubber dome.
Oh, that little
dome.
Thing is a trans. Oh,
well, it makes sound, but they call it a transmitter because uh-huh. it is transmitting sound. Because uh-huh. not really it's a speaker, but mm-hmm. there's a lot more to it from just how your ear works. And so there's a rubber dome around it, and it's in your ear canal. I mean, this is not just it's probably beyond where you clean your ears. You mm-hmm. don't put your Q-tip in there mm-hmm. ever. You clean the.
Oh, the, so it's really down in
it's
there.
It's really in the canal. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
The first time I put the hearing aids in at the audiologist's office, I'm like, he says, no, they're not in. I said, this is in my ear. He says, no. And then it pushes in. It's like, oh my.
Oh, wow.
And the first time was a little freaky.
Was it kind of weird feeling that in your ear?
It's weird putting it in and taking it out.
Did you clean your ears before you went?
Funny you say that. Vic did. When I went with Vic uh-huh. last time, uh-huh. Vic is a clean ear freak.
Yeah.
He's always cleaning his ears.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. My ears are clean.
Okay.
The most important thing about my ears, I got to make sure I don't have any hair. You know, like, gotta
you
get
can
the braid
hairs. That shit.
I believe I keep myself pretty tidy.
You do. You manscape. It's good.
In my ear.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So finish. I didn't realize that it was pushed all the way down in there. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
It's probably like how men think a tampon goes in this far, but that ain't true. It's like it's all the way in, right? Okay, so I know this because I built Tampax.com, the website you visit more than once a month.
Yes, and what was the slogan?
The website you visit more than once a month.
Oh, yes.
So I learned a lot of things from Dr. Iris, who had her own page on the website. So taking it out, it's like it's kind of the reverse feeling. But after how long have I worn these things? 5-6 years?
No, it hasn't been that long. It's
5 years. We were together 2 before I got them.
Did you get them when we were in the apartment or at the,
in,
at the house?
North Shore. North Shore.
You were in the North Shore? Mm-hmm. You were at the North Shore?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that was
remember
20.
Because one went down the garbage chute? Remember that one?
Oh, no. I don't remember that.
Yeah, remember we were on the 19th floor?
29th.
And it's 20. Oh, no wonder I didn't recognize you. I keep going to 19. No, I had that first pair behind my ear, and I went to take a box out, and the box clipped it.
Oh, that's right.
And it flipped,
right.
And it went all the way down 29 stories into the garbage chute, and I found it in the container.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the
that's right.
One of the guys from the building, and
they're small. That's not an easy feat.
And we both got into the container filled with garbage. We're like, look, and we found it. We found it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was either 2018. Yeah, so at least 4 years.
4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled it out, and the rubber's in my ear. I just have the transmitter, and the rubber is still in my ear.
Yeah, it's on the end of the transmitter. It's a teeny tiny little ball.
It's a dome.
It's a dome.
It's a dome, and it just became... I probably should have replaced them long ago, you know, because...
So it's stuck in his ear.
And now I can feel it, because, of course, when I'm wearing the hearing aids, I know they're in there. But now I don't have anything in there, and there's no sound because it's blocking sound.
And you got a little ball in your ear.
I got a little ball in my ear, and it's blocking the sound. And also there's like a tinnitus is the real pronunciation, starts to crop up a little bit. And I'll be honest. I was like,
you stayed pretty calm. He comes out. He goes, can you see this thing in my ear? So I get the flashlight, my tweezers, and I'm like, I don't see anything.
And then they're like, hold on a second. This must have happened to some other schmuck.
So I was afraid that if I was to go in there, that I would push it down further.
Yeah, you almost can't. You can, but the bottom line is every page I search for right away, first of all, don't panic. I'm like, thanks. That makes me feel somewhat better because I was a little panicky.
You did really, really well because when Adam gets sick, oh my gosh, the world stops.
I wasn't sick.
No, I'm just saying when you get sick, the world stops. He always thinks he's dying. I always say to him, have a baby, get back to me. You did really, really well. Okay. You did. You really did well.
How many times have I been sick in our relationship?
Not often.
And
at all.
Once was with COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Which you also berated me.
No,
you look fine. What's your problem? What is he talking about? Foggy. Look at me. Why are you so tired?
I did not say that.
Okay. Now let me get to the rest of the story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The second line is, under no circumstances, do not yourself or let a family or member or friend try and get this out. I'm like, that's good advice. Like, go away with those tweezers.
I was nervous because, like I said, I was afraid I was going to push it down further.
And then, you know, of course, we're in Fredericksburg and you're like, well, let's go to urgent care. Yeah, right. There's no urgent.
It's closed. It was Sunday at 8 o'clock.
You're like, well, let's go to the ER. Like, no. This is not an ER moment. I think it'll be okay. And so the next day, and thank you.
But no. During the night, he turned to me and go, I got something stuck in my ear.
I did.
I know. I would feel the same way, but you did.
I made you that face, too. I got something stuck in my ear.
And I go, kids put things in their ears and up their nose all the time. I'm sure we can get this taken care of.
God, Mark Redmer. Was it Mark Redmer? We were in, I want to say, second or third grade, and we were putting colored chalk up our nose, you know, walking around like, hey, I got, but Mark Redmer had a bit of a cold, and he went like that, and the chalk went up, he had to go to the hospital.
Oh my God. Well, my daughter got a yo-yo stuck in her mouth.
What? She could not. Wait, Elise or Ellen?
It was Elise.
Of course.
And then... And we were at my sister Lisa's house, and she came over. And she's like,
a whole yo-yo in her mouth.
She had the whole thing stuck in her mouth.
That's a good one, man. I like that.
Yeah, so we had to.
Oh my goodness!
Lisa had to help me pry it out of her mouth. Yeah.
What was she thinking?
She was little. She was probably like 4 or 5.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't 20.
No, I got it. But a whole yo-yo. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, all right. So finish. I keep interrupting your story. Go ahead.
Anyway, there's an audiologist here in town. And I went in. And what a lovely experience. This guy's like, you know, I told him my story, you know, how into the technology I am. He said, let's get this thing out. And he said, let me get a tool. I'm like, I can't wait to see what this is. So he comes back. He's got the headlight, you know, on his head. And it's a medical tool. And it's kind of like one of those bent things that would be a scissors, but it didn't have to really.
Is it like a roach clip?
Yeah, but a really teeny. Yes, exactly like a roach clip. There you go. Showing your colors. Except it was like a dynamite roach clip, like really tiny, really precision. And he just says, okay. And
he could see in your ear?
Yeah.
Wow.
He looked with the flashlight with the thing on it first, with that nasty ass plastic thing that you always think, ew, someone else's earwax is on it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That thing? That pointy
yes,
thing?
Yes, yes.
I've always like, man, kid.
They changed that.
It just always feels like someone else's earwax is on it. Go away. Yeah. And then he had it, and he could see it. He said, oh, I see it in there. Although at first he went,
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, I see it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that ear canal is also very narrow, which is why this one, you know, caught or got enough friction not to come out with the transmitter. It's very narrow. Like, I have a small hole.
Small hole.
I've been told to have one small hole. And it's a weird feeling. Like, then it comes
out.
Oh,
yeah, because you can hear it, of course.
But then, so, you know, and then I'm like, you know, I want to have, you just lived here. What do you do? I said, look, I want to have a relationship with an audiologist. He says, you like to establish care. I said, yeah, that's what I want to do. And so he took my hearing aids and he cleaned them up and put new domes on, and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Whatever he did, I mean.
Well, now you know you got to probably get those replaced. Right?
Oh, no, I mean, I have replacements for them.
Oh, you do?
But, you know, you kind of can tell they're really just not till too grubby, honestly, because it's the acoustics. You know, mine have certain holes in them and a certain cut that I make in myself, so I get enough bass tones from the outside world. Mm-hmm. So he was really into that story with me, and so he was cutting them up and making sure they're, you know, the same idea, but he took a dome because then the lower frequencies would pass through. You know, we had a real nerd He was a nerd. He is a nerd.
I'd like the conversation at the meetup.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm a happy, happy camper now. No, nothing is in my ear.
No, that's fantastic.
Let's read a couple of Instagrams.
Let's
start that off. Actually, we do have to start it off with...
Baller! Shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
You have his last name on your note.
Skelton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1 million Satoshis.
1 million Satoshis.
Now, let me just explain what we're doing here. This is a value for value podcast. If you think we're just doing this to have fun and drink, you're wrong. Where'd you ever get that idea from? No. We actually want to bring some value into your life, and we also want to propagate and get people using podcasting 2.0. So the whole podcast is podcasting 2.0 from beginning to end, and you can get it on any of the apps at newpodcastapps.com. And as a part of that, we're trying to keep people using the new payment system, the streaming value for value payment system, which is built right in. It's a challenge. If you've never been a podcast app user, there's a lot of challenges, but I really appreciate everyone sticking with it and going as far as you can. And we're going to try and help everybody when they do get stuck.
Yes, because a lot of people reach out to me and tell me that they've had issues trying to buy Satoshis.
Yeah, the government is not making it easy. Banking is not making it easy. If you're buying Bitcoin to get Satoshis, which is the subdivision of Bitcoin.
It's incremental pieces of Bitcoin, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to be able to do it on a credit card. It'll have to be a debit card, or you can do it through Cash App. Cash App has a great way to do it.
And you can set up a wallet on for instance, the Fountain app, correct?
And there's other apps under new apps. New
podcast apps.
Actually, we also have nude podcast apps. It's true. It goes to the same place.
Really?
So I was like, are you saying nudepodcastapps.com? Yeah, I am now. So
we know there's been challenges. And so please either email me or email Adam.
Email me, really. And I'll try my best. But
because truth be told, I've never set up a wallet. Adam's done it for me.
I can't believe you just admitted that. How can you even say you're married to me now?
But I mean, learnmeabitcoin.com. I know how it works.
You do. Yeah. I mean, it's really that everyone gets it, but the final piece of getting Bitcoin and getting it into your wallet is still just challenging. So thank you all for sticking with it. Brian, I cannot believe that,
Brian.
Man. A million Satoshis. That is very, very cool.
Yeah, that's the top.
So
top,
far,
top.
Big baller. Yeah.
So here's his note. And this is so wonderful. And Brian, we were able to see him and he flew out to Charleston. He went to dinner with us. He was at the lunch and he went to dinner with us. So we got to spend a lot of time.
I must remind us of one thing.
Yes.
Because I was looking at Dame Jennifer and I said, you know, you actually have some Jennifer Aniston kind of in your face. And you see it too, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no. So we're laughing. And then Brian says, I look like Doug.
Oh.
And I never seen that before. He does look like cartoon Doug. He's got a little bit in that face. It was hilarious when he said that.
Okay, well, here's his note. He says, happy anniversary to you both. You all love each other so much that I always listen with a barf bag handy. I had a wonderful dinner with y'all in Charleston, but in hindsight, we may have had one too many drinks before we met y'all. Mulligan, please. That was the same night that Adam wouldn't let me pick up the tab, but the donation rectifies the situation. So suck it, Curry.
Boost.
You are both such sweet people who have stayed true to yourselves and not let fame get to the best of you.
Yeah. Oh, she's just getting started, Brian. Don't worry. It's just at the beginning of her fame career. Don't worry. It's coming.
And apologies to Dame Jennifer about the birthday shots. I heard she woke up in her dress. Yeah. We were all feeling pretty good.
I wasn't really affected. I mean,
I was feeling pretty good. I was not. Yeah.
I didn't wake up in my dress or yours.
No, this is true. Thank goodness. I'm so glad to have connected with Adam and Tina. Solid people. Let's hang out soon. I have a new signet ring I want to show off because he's a no agenda knight.
Yes.
Let's pour a glass and get ready to laugh. Aww. Oh, Brian, we love you.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Let's cheers. You got to come
to Hill Country. We got to hit a winery.
Yes.
Cheers, Brian.
Indeed.
In your honor, we are drinking Shady Lady.
Did you have more? Because we also got, now we did get against our value for value streaming Satoshi's rule, but we also accept cash when it's given to us on the spot.
Let's see.
From,
yes.
Anamika?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to mention that. Anamika and I, we talk on Instagram regularly. Like, I consider her a girlfriend now. I really do. We talk all the time.
What do you guys talk about?
You.
She really is a girlfriend then. Okay. No, what are you talking about?
Just like life and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just share things.
And so she lives in Florida?
She lives in, I believe, Jacksonville, Florida, mm-hmm. which is not too far from Charleston. So they drove up to the meetup. And so I got to meet her. And that was one of the highlights. I love that. And then when we were on the walking tour, we ran into her husband.
Yeah.
But she's so kind.
What does he do? Can you know what he does?
I think he's in finance. I'm not sure.
Really? It looks like he's in... in some kind of elite army corps.
Yeah, he's definitely like, yeah, he looks strong. Yeah. He looks super strong. But she so generously donated $200.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she says, dear Adam and Tina, I hope you enjoy. Oh, wait, no, that's not her card. Sorry. No, this is her card. It was a card that said, the front says, we ought to be opening a bottle of wine. Dear Adam and Tina, to many more Curry and the Keeper shows. Love, Chris Anamika. And Anamika Holder.
Ah.
So that was $200, which was so unexpected
sweet.
And so kind.
Very nice.
It was so kind. And then also Sir Patrick Coble, who is a huge supporter of No Agenda.
Patrick Coble he's kind of like, you know how when the president goes on a trip and someone's in charge of flying in helicopters, the limos, the Secret Service, making sure, yeah, it's like Patrick Coble just is like some being, and it's like, oh, we're in London. There's Patrick. Oh, we're in
Des Moines. I think he was in Des Moines. Was he in Delray Beach?
Austin.
Yes. I mean, he hosted Bastrop. One in Nashville, which mm-hmm. we couldn't go to because of the COOF.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he donated $100 to Curry and the Keeper, which again is so kind and completely unexpected. But it was like, yeah, we need to have a Curry and the Keeper meetup.
There it is.
And, so thank you. That was so wonderfully kind.
And it was nice meeting Brandon and Christy.
Brandon and Kristen. Yes, Welch.
Kristen. Welch. Mm-hmm. Welch.
Yes.
Yeah. I love those kids.
Yes.
They are cool.
Yeah.
They're really cool.
She took some amazing pictures. Yes. Or photographs, yeah.
You have to do a photo of me with the t-shirt they made for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was and
first.
I'm friends with them now. I'm friends with them now.
All right. I have a couple of boostograms.
Okay.
So when you send us support through a podcasting 2.0 app, you can just boost us an amount. You can also add a little note if you want to. And so I'm going to read the ones that have notes. And right off the bat, 15,033 Satoshis, who does not recognize the number. Ladies and gentlemen, comic strip blogger supporting the show.
Cooking.ai.
Cooking.ai. No, I think it's cooking. Is it cooking? It is cooking.ai. Howdy, AC and Tina. Oh, this time something different.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. I'd like to invite you and your listeners to listen to other podcasts by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent, Smashcast, that he does with DC Girl.
Oh.
How incestuous. Ooh, it's about...
DC Girl was at the luncheon.
Yes, she was. So what do you think Smashcast is about?
Smashcast. You know what? She talked about it. She told me about it. Shoot. Is it about art by chance?
It's about lovemaking.
Oh.
The art of making love, I guess.
I like how you say that. Sultry.
I'm a professional. I'm just searching your podcast app for Smashcast without space in the middle. Yo. Yeah. Okay. All right. Comics or Blogger promoting other podcasts. Very nice. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Comics or Blogger always there to support us. Now, Sir Dwayne Melanthon, who is a Grand Duke of the No Agenda show. He has been a supporter for almost since the beginning. He said, "Hey, Adam and Tina, this is my first episode. Love it. Can't wait to hear more from you two. God bless." And he boosted and sent, and I don't know if it was a mistake, but he wound up at least giving us 122,108
Satoshis. Oh my goodness.
In total boost, yes. He also sent a separate email, which I'd like to read, because he says, "I want to drop you a note about a few things." So I've known him for a long time. I mean, not personally, but you know, from No Agenda for a long, long time. First of all, if you will give me a good mailing address, which I think I have to do, I will. I want to send you some wine for the Curry and the Keeper podcast. Oh. I just recently moved from Tigard, out to Newburgh, Oregon, which is wine country. I have a couple of good local wines in mind. One is red, the other's white. Mm. So we'll take the red.
We don't discriminate. We'll take white too.
The other thing is pretty cool. I don't really believe in coincidence, so I thought it was cool when I heard the Mo Fax episode where you were talking about evil and turning to Jesus. My wife and I had just finished a conversation about evil the night before, and we have recently been going back to church again. Then I hear about Curry and the Keeper podcast on it, and I listen to an episode of it, and here you are talking about church and God. To seal the deal, Tina was talking about the message at church, being even if you feel shamed, run to God. This past weekend, we went to my daughter's college graduation at a Cowboy and the Bishop's. We went to my daughter's college graduation. Maybe this was voice dictation. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The bishop's message was very similar. At Catholic schools, they do a special mass.
The college bishops. There's probably a bishop at the college.
There you go. There you go. At Catholic schools, they do a special mass for the graduates. And he told them all, there are times in your life when you will feel cold to Christ. During those times, get closer to the church. After all, if someone is cold, you don't have to tell them to go further away from the fire. You tell them to move closer to the fire. When you have doubts, move closer to Jesus. So anyway, another like, oh my goodness, Sir Dwayne, you too. Oh. Etu, Sir Dwayne.
I've received so many emails like that.
Yeah. Except mine come with boostergrams.
Yes.
So
mine come with, I can't donate, this app is not working. That's what mine...
I'm going to have every app developer personally walk people through it because it's their apps, you know.
Maybe we should do a step-by-step,
The thing is, it's going to get so much better in just a couple months. It's going to be, either it's going to be much easier because I know the technology is going to be here, or it's going to be completely illegal, impossible, and it's going to, you're going to have to mail us gold coins. Mm-hmm. I did want to say a little special shout out to Seamus Mac Jones, who is in Children's Hospital in Mobile, Alabama, with his parents. He's going through some treatment, and everyone's praying for him, and he's doing quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All things considered. Good. You know, for just all of a sudden a shitty diagnosis. Yeah. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he's son of a friend of mine, Clip Custodian, mm-hmm. who works for No Agenda. Mm-hmm. So we're all praying, we have in our prayers every day.
Of course.
So,
is that it? Is it the list?
I have
a couple gifts here too.
Wait, no, and I have a few more. Sir Brian of London.
Oh.
1948 Satoshis. That's his Israeli boost. When you're ready to come to Israel, give me a call. Sir Jono can help with the trip planning. That's what he does. So we have infrastructure in Israel when we're ready.
Oh.
Dion, 5,000 sats. Cheers to Romans 7:9. Christianity is that easy. And he sends another 5,000 satoshis for the tooth fund.
Oh.
Thank you.
The tooth fund.
$10,000 from Jacob R. Davis. You two crack me up. The communication double standard is real, though. Yes, and we know this. Mr. Man, 7777, the striper boost. check out my show at AI.cooking.
Oh, AI.cooking. I had it backwards. Okay, sorry about that.
No, no. But he said AI.cooking.
Oh.
He said he's just making a joke. Oh. He's just doing it.
Oh.
I think it is cooking.ai. I think you had it right, but he's just doing AI.cooking. Shout out to CSB. There you go. Brando Sellers, 4444. My keeper and I love the show. Just added some sats to my fountain wallet so we can send values.
Oh, there you
go. Some people get it.
Okay. So the key is use the debit card to buy the sats through Cash App. Don't use a credit card. That's the key.
That's usually, yeah.
Okay.
Wherever you want to buy, if you're using a card, the credit card, it makes sense, you know. Because people like, oh, I'm going to buy a whole bunch of Bitcoin out of my credit card. Don't worry, I can pay it off. You know, and then they can't.
Oh.
That's why they don't do that.
Okay.
But the financial system is so shit.
Compared that's a whole other story.
But it's so easy we want to do. Anyway, ISMA, ISMA, 5,000 sats. Let's go. Glad to see it's okay to drink and record.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And there's comic strip blogger with a second donation, 15,033. Howdy, Adam and Howdy, AC and Tina. Sorry for failing to boost the last episode. By the way, you're all invited to listen to our podcast about artificial intelligence, read by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent. Just enter your web browser on any podcast.ai.cooking. Yo, thank you. And Chad Farrow winds it out. With 333. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Chad.
Thank you to everybody for supporting us. Value for value. The future of podcasting and its sustainability. Give it a shot. People can do it. Everybody can figure it out eventually. It just takes some patience
sometimes.
And sometime.
If you need help, adam@curry.com. Mm-hmm.
And for all wine inquiries,
tina@curry.com.
Newpodcastapps.com. Go ahead, grab one.
I did want to thank Dame Nurse Caitlin for sending us the soap that she made, this handmade soap.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, Dear Adam and Tina, I hope you enjoy the soap I made. Thank you for your courage, Dame Nurse Caitlin. P.S. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme was a reference I just knew you would get, but I was wrong.
No, but
it's a Simon and Garfunkel reference. I don't know.
I know the song, but...
I wish we had smell-o-vision.
Sage, brush, Mary, and Tom. It's okay. Scarborough Fair is the song.
Yes.
Come with me to Scarborough Fair.
Please. My ears. My ears, dude. And then we received two books, and I can't read his name. It's Professor Tom, and I can't read his last name, but he sent us two books, of which... I started reading one of them. One is about the immune.
Professor Tom Gallucci?
Yeah. I believe that was at the meetup he gave us. So he gave us two books. So if you you don't have to read the whole note, but I started reading one of them. So thank you, Professor Tom.
Did he give us the Scott Atlas book?
Yes.
We were reading that together on the plane. That was a cool book to read.
And then he also gave us, I can't.
What I liked about...
Elegant Defense. It's a book about the human immune system, which I'm really interested in reading.
What I liked about this, the Dr. Scott?
Scott Atlas?
Yeah, Scott Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
What I liked is he says, you know, the person who really was responsible for going out to all the governors and the states and scaring everybody and forcing lockdowns and closing of small business was Deborah Birx.
And you liked her in the beginning because you liked her scars.
I liked her for 7 days until I figured out she was lying to us and full of crap.
I did like
the scars. But that was really part of her mind control. That's part of her whole thing. That's how she did it. Went to all these governors and you got to lock down. She is evil.
That's a no agenda like story, but yes.
I'm sorry. You weren't locked down?
Yes. It wasn't a lockdown with you, baby.
Oh, goodness.
And today we went to the P.O. box and there was a book from Brother Michael. Michael, I'm not sure if you wrote this book or I'm not sure because your last name is on it. It says another book for your faith journey. Blessings to both you and the keeper from Brother Michael. Oh. Delighting in the Trinity, an introduction to the Christian faith.
Written by who?
It says Michael Reeves.
I'm assuming it's my.
So I'm excited about that. But I wanted to segue into going to the Bridge Church.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I'm inching toward it being my church. I like it.
Yes.
A lot. I love the contemporary music. My hands are like up on my sides now. They're not up in the air, but they're up on my sides. But the message this past Sunday, so I've been going every Sunday, and I really look forward to it.
And I watch on the YouTube.
You watch, yes.
I follow a lot. I love that. I love being able to, I can turn down the volume on the music. And then when the sermon starts, I'm in sync.
Yeah. So they had a guest speaker. He was from Arkansas. He was a pastor.
Grand Poobah.
Yeah. He was higher up in Arkansas. And so he started talking about, he told this story about this little girl who was eating. And she said she was eating with her utensils. And she said, I want to be a spoon. I like being a spoon because it's round and it's. You can hold things with it. And so his whole sermon, and he intertwined scripture with it, was how some people are forks where they stab things, and how their personality, they're just trying to pierce people, how there are knives where people try to divide people and cut them with the knives. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who are spoons. And he said, not necessarily spoons with holes, because when you're spoons with holes, you're kind of catching things, but you're letting things through it. But like deep spoons. And he was saying how people who have, who are spoons are, how did you listen to it too? He said,
all I know is when you came home, I said, you want to be a spoon.
I know. You know how people just kind of like can pick things up and hold them close and gather them. And I came home and I'm like, I want to be a spoon.
Yeah, I want to be a spoon.
And so what an interesting thing had happened to me when I could not get to sleep. I was just having a hard time get to sleep. And I was just laying there and I say my prayers every night. And then I there was a friend from my past that I sort of had an issue with and kind of grew apart. And I was just being stubborn about it. And I found out that I knew that she was getting remarried this past weekend. And I was laying in bed and I was saying my prayers. And I'm not kidding you. I heard loud and clear to be that spoon and lay down your sword. Lay down your sword and reach out to that person. And I did. I did. And I think that.
And that actually spawned another person from your past calling you.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
So when are you going to be a spoon to your husband?
I'll spoon you tonight, baby. I'm always your spoon. I pack for you. I cook for you. I love you.
I'm just kidding. But that's nice.
I'm getting so much out of the sermons because they take the gospel and they put it into everyday terms. And so be a spoon out there. Be a spoon.
Aww.
You know, don't be a knife. Don't be a fork. Like lift people up. There's carry them in your.
And yet again, there's a country song in that.
Oh, is there?
Some if combined with unplug me, burn me, toss me out.
And scoop me
and
up.
Scoop me up. I'll tell you what. Why don't we go sit on the couch and chill out for a little bit?
Yeah. Let's spoon, baby.
Oh, I love you, darling.
I love you, too.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Currying the Keeper. You know where to go. CurryingTheKeeper.com. And, of course, newpodcastapps.com. Bye. Keeper.